Hello, and welcome back to Frog with TGs, the podcast that I started one day because I was bored. So, my children, my little fetuses, my feti, my friends, my guys, gals, and non-binary pals, today is just like every other episode of this podcast where I just talk about whatever I feel like talking about. So, the other day on my Instagram story, I asked for people to give me things to talk about, and I only looked at it once, and at the time it was like, I don't know, like 12 hours after I posted it, and only four people had responded, one of which was actually like something that I might be able to talk about for more than like 3 seconds. So then I posted something else saying that they weren't being helpful, and people responded. So we're gonna go take a look at those and see what people responded. So we have to go to my account, and we go to archive, because it was more than 24 hours ago. Alrighty, let's see. We're going to start with the first one. If you were deserted on an island, what would I do if I were deserted on an island? Honestly, I feel like if I say, it depends, I'm gonna be useless. Like, that defeats the whole purpose of asking. I don't know. I would probably for a while, like, try and stay alive, but, like, if no one realizes that I'm gone, like, then, like, what's the point? No one's gonna come save me. If I'm deserted on an island, there's probably nothing nearby, so. If I were deserted on an island, try to stay alive for a little bit, because you'd have to, like, find a way to, like, purify water, and you'd have to, like, get food, and that's a lot of work, so, yeah. The meaning of life. You know, it varies from person to person. Like, for some people, the meaning of life is just, like, that, like, life doesn't have a meaning. For some people, like, God is the meaning of life. Like, some people, the person they love is the meaning of life. Like, it varies from person to person. For me, I don't really know. My life doesn't really have meaning, I guess. I don't know. Bruh, JJ. Okay, you can. Food. Want to talk about food. Okay. Food. I am a picky eater. Big surprise there. Anyone who knows anything about me knows that I'm an extremely picky eater. Not as picky as my sister, but definitely picky. I'll try new things, but if I know I don't like something, I won't eat it ever again. So, my favorite food, like most picky eaters, is mac and cheese. I do like Hamburger Helper. I've been, like, having a lot of Hamburger Helper recently. Probably not the healthiest thing, but, you know, whatever. And breakfast sandwiches. Like, sausage, egg, and cheese on a croissant. Yes. And there's a bakery near me that has, like, really good bread. So, I've been eating a lot of bread from there. Actually, today, my mom was picking something up from a neighbor, and I went with her. And, on the way there, we were like, oh, we should get some bread from the bakery. And as we were, like, pulling into the parking lot to the bakery, my mom was like, oh, shoot, I don't have my purse, so I don't have my wallet, so I don't have money. But then we remembered my mom has a stash of cash, not a big one, it's $10, in her car for emergencies only. And I guess bread was an emergency today. So we got bread. Yeah. If you were skydiving and your parachute broke and you had a chicken, what would you do? Make it eat me. No. What would I do? Land on it? I don't know. Make it fly. What does the chicken have to do with anything? If I'm skydiving, why am I skydiving without a parachute in the first place? Wouldn't that just be falling from a plane? Not skydiving? Okay. Why is the boy's shirt red? Well, the author really had a deeper meaning when he said that the shirt was red. It resembles the love between him and his secret lover. I don't. Yeah. Or does it resemble the bloodshed that he has caused? I guess we'll never know. Me and how great I am, and I guess you can throw in how much you miss me too. That's my cousin Emma. She lives in Massachusetts. I live in Maryland. She lives too far away. Emma, you and everyone who lives up there in Massachusetts, you all need to move closer. 'Cause like I miss you. I haven't 'cause we didn't go to the lake this year. I didn't get to see you this year. And last year we didn't go at the same time, so I didn't see you last year either. It's been 2 years since I've seen you. What the heck? What? No. We need no. No. Okay. Gender is a social construct slash fuck gender roles. 100%. I think gender roles, they can skedaddle on out. They can leave. They can yeet themselves away. Like, I don't care how they do it or why they do it. They just need to go. 'Cause like honestly, why must we divide society based on how someone sees themselves? Like, our society is so messed up. If you want to hear me rant about our society, go listen to I don't even remember what episode it was. It was either last episode or the episode before. I think it was the episode before, where I just rant about today's political system and society. Like, honestly, I go off. But yeah, gender roles, they can like shoo. They can leave. I like would not care less. Everyone should just be called the same. Okay, no. I don't think everyone should have the same pronouns. I just think that if someone like I respect someone if they do think that no one should have if everyone let me start over. I think it should be someone's choice whether what gender it is someone's choice what gender they are. Like, they're not choice. It's not a choice. They just kind of. Okay. Someone's gender. Okay, gender is different from sex. Straight up. People who say there are only two genders, that is wrong. That is completely wrong. Because gender and sex are two different things. Gender is like what society and you deem yourself as, not like what physical attributes you have. It's just how you identify female, male, girl, boy, non-binary. It's all that those are all genders. Like you then there's biology, which like is sex. If you got stuff down there, male. You don't got stuff down there, female. That doesn't define who you are as a person. Sure, it like is biologically what you are, but it's not who you are. So, yeah. Fat phobia. Okay. Listen here. I'm not going to expose, but yesterday, one of my friend's friend, I like hang out with him sometimes, but like not ever alone, posted a video on TikTok, basically body shaming someone who, by the way, was a beautiful woman. Like, honestly, I don't know how she was so gorgeous. Like, honestly, I don't know. And I like that's not okay. Like, just because someone's body is built differently than you doesn't mean that they're like any different or less of a human than you are. If you are fat phobic, you can you, if you're fat phobic, just like leave me alone. Like never talk to me. Don't ever like come in contact with me. First of all, don't use like or wait, second of all, I don't use the word fat. No one is fat. Like, that's just don't use the word fat. Just because someone is bigger doesn't mean they're fat, doesn't mean they're obese. So, like, just don't, it's rude. Straight up, like, So, don't use fat. Plus, everyone has fat. Like, it's just kind of, if you don't have fat, you're not supposed to be alive. So, don't be a fatphobe because that's disgusting. Yeah. The relevance and meaning of simpness. Simpiness? I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Yes. It is very relevant, but not for the reasons it should be. Simps are like decent human beings. If you're not a simp, like, get your life together and start simping. Because if you're not a simp, you are not a good person. Like, if you aren't a simp, you don't treat women with respect. So yeah. If you're not a simp, you can also leave. So far, the people and things that can leave are gender roles, fat phobes, and people who aren't simps. So, yeah. Simp. Simping good, not simping bad. Tall people. Tall people. Tall people. Yeah. Tall people. I have nothing against tall people. I have nothing against short people. I prefer guys that are taller than me, and I prefer girls that are shorter than me. But, that's just my preference. Yeah, like I'm not one of those people that's like, I'm not gonna date a guy unless they're 6'3". Like that's weird. Like don't say that. Plus, like I'm like 5'6½-ish. Wait, no. Am I 5'5½ or 5'6½? I don't know. I'm not the tallest person, so I think it's kind of weird if like a guy is like a foot taller than me, so it's not it. But I'm not saying like I don't like it. It's just like kind of weird for me to like just kind of be standing there and this person is towering over me. I have nothing against tall people. They're just, it's kind of weird to stand next to them sometimes. Social isolation, even when you have people. If you want me to make a whole episode about this, I can, and like mental health in general, 'cause like this, it's definitely related to mental health. I totally understand social isolation when you have someone. I myself have done that. I don't talk to people because I think that if I tell them things about me, they're not gonna like me anymore, or they're just gonna stop talking to me because they think I'm weird, or something like that. Like, of course, if I like told any of them that, they'd be like, yeah, no, it's fine. I won't hate you for being you. But like at the same time, like I don't know that. So yeah, I don't want to go too deep into it right now, but yeah, it can be hard to talk to people. I mean, the worst thing that you can do is not talk to anyone. So like, even if it's just like some random person on the internet, talk to some, okay, maybe not some random person on the internet, 'cause they can be creepy. Just talk to someone. If you don't want to talk to like any of your friends or family, like get a therapist. It's better to talk to someone than not talk to anyone. So moose shit. The same person has done moose shit, social isolation when you have people, tall people, fat phobia, and the relevance and meaning of simpiness. Like honestly, just what is okay, moose shit. It's a thing. It's shit from moose. That's pretty much it. Yep. Okay. Oh, I just realized I didn't say the meaning of simpiness. Simpiness. Oh wait, yes I did. It's just like being a decent human being towards females. Okay. Me. Anna. Anna wants me to talk about Anna. Anna is Anna. I feel like you kind of like need to know Anna to know Anna. Like, I can't describe Anna. Because, like, she's kind of like just Anna, you know? Like, you need to know Anna if you want to know Anna. You can't have someone describe Anna to you because, like, it's not going to be Anna. That made no sense, but that's what I'm going with. So, Halloween this year. I'm going to make another episode about Halloween. I don't currently have a costume plan I am gonna, I don't, we're not, probably not gonna go trick-or-treating because, you know, I live, oh, in a place where we're not supposed to do literally anything. Yeah. Rating scary movies. I'm going to make a list of scary movies and I'm gonna watch them and then I'm gonna make another episode. So, yeah, I'm probably gonna post it on my story at some point. Give me scary movies to watch and I will watch them. Probably not all of them because I will probably get a lot of suggestions and I don't have time for that. I'll watch them and I will rate them. COVID school. Ha. Well, school has been interesting. Where do I start with school? I probably have ADHD. I've never actually gotten a doctor's diagnosis, but it's pretty obvious that I have ADHD. So I like cannot focus on anything. And unless I'm like I have motivation or like someone watching me, I'm not particularly interested in doing my schoolwork, which often results in me doing it late. Yeah. Interns just came out and I turned in a bunch of assignments late, so I didn't get the best grades for interns. Yeah. It's also kind of sucky because I was planning to like get rid of all of my toxic friends and make completely new friends at school and like have like a whole new friend group with like people that are actually like me and not just like my friends' friends, you know? And I need friend like guy friends. I have one guy friend. I only have five friends, but like still. I need more guy friends. I have no guy friends. I have one guy friend. I need more. I need I also want a girlfriend or a boyfriend, either one. At this point, I'm desperate. Oh, but. No, I'll talk about that at the end. So. Oh, I accidentally closed my phone. Yeah, school is sucky with. I want to go back to school in person. I want to meet new people. Okay. I don't know if this is interesting, but what about childhood crushes, for example, from movies, show, etc.? Okay, I'm gonna go right out here and say it. The horse from Spirit. I had a crush on the horse from Spirit. It was a problem. Definitely was a problem. I don't, I can't explain it. Just the horse. If that horse was a human, let me tell you, they will be the finest motherfucker. And like, you can't. You cannot tell me, you cannot tell me that I'm wrong. That if the horse from Spirit was a human, they would be literally the most attractive person alive. Also, Flat Stanley. Flat Stanley. Flat Stanley was, it was a book series. About a boy who got crushed and then became flat. Yeah, that's flat Stanley. But I had a crush on flat Stanley. I think in one of the books he became a balloon. But I don't know. What other childhood crushes did I have? Those are the only things I can think of off the top of my head. Oh, I did have a huge crush on Justin Bieber for like the longest time. For I think it was my 7th birthday, I got tickets to see a Justin Bieber concert. I loved it. That was my first concert. And I loved it. I've only been to four other concerts. I've only been to two other people's concerts. My first concert was the Justin Bieber concert. Then I went to an Andy Grammer concert that my dad won on a radio show, and I got to meet Andy Grammer. That was pretty cool. Then I went to a Why Don't We concert with my friend Elle. We were in the third row. I was super pumped, and I made eye contact with all of them. I made Daniel CV smile. My life is complete. Then I went to another Grammar concert with my friend Audrey and my friend Kirsten and all of our families. And then I went to another Why Don't We concert in, yo, wait, that's, oh my gosh. That was over a year ago. That was September 2nd of 2019. Dang. Wow. Yeah, and that was in New York, which, fun story, we were in Florida. My family was in Florida. Our flight wasn't supposed to get in until like 10 o'clock on September 1st. And so when we got back, my dad went to bed, got 2 hours of sleep. I got like 1 hour because I like was so anxious to go to this concert. Oh, it was free, by the way. If we had had to pay for it, we wouldn't have gone. Because we had to drive 4 hours to New York at 1 in the morning. So yeah, and my dad got up. We drove to New York. We got in line. We got our passes. We were pretty far back. So I don't know what happened to the people who got there like after like 4 a.m. So yeah, and then my dad and I walked around New York City for a while. I was also supposed to go in August with my friend to a Tate McRae concert, but got canceled because of freaking Corona. We were supposed to do the meet and greet. We were gonna meet her and take pictures with her and get free merch. And not free, it was included in the price, but and I got so mad that it was canceled. She has released new tour dates, but I keep forgetting to look at them. Like I forget to do everything. Like it is literally Sunday and I'm not, I haven't recorded this yet. Like I have to post this like now. So yeah. What do we want to talk about now? I want to talk for a minute about, I'm not gonna name names, but one of my friends, a friend, they asked my friend for my Snapchat. I don't have Snapchat at the moment. I think my mom would allow me to. I just like haven't like bothered her enough. Because I have parental controls on. And so she said that I didn't have it. And of course, she told me that. And I'm like, he follows with me on TikTok, and he only likes the videos that we have, that like my friend, our mutual friend is in. Like, if you're gonna like ask for my snap because you think I'm cute, like you think you'd make an attempt on another platform to talk to me. Like, we follow each other on Instagram. You could DM me. You follow me on TikTok. You could at least like more than just the photos that our mutual friend is in. Not really making an effort here. So, yeah. Anyways, TikTok is. Ugh. It's special. Yeah. I'm all of a sudden really craving cashews. Cashews. Cashews, cashews, cashew, cashews. Who doesn't like cashews? Like, honestly, they're like the best. What are they? Are they? Because I don't think they're technically nuts. I think they're like legumes or fruits or something. But we're gonna call them nuts. They're the best nuts. Yeah. I should probably eat dinner though. Maybe I'll have a breakfast sandwich. I don't know. Maybe I'll make some hamburger. I don't think we have any hamburger. Hamburg? Because if it's a hamburger, it's in burger form. So it's Hamburg. I don't. It's not in a patty if we have it. We do have turkey burger, bacon turkey burgers though. Those should be interesting. I'm really intrigued as to how those are gonna taste. So, anyways, I should probably go do that. And then I'm going to watch a scary movie. 'Cause why not? I have to find one to watch, though. This should be fun. Okay, well, it was nice talking to you, my children. My fetuses. If you have any other questions for me, go ahead and DM me. And be like, hey, can you talk about this in your podcast? I most likely will, because I'm not original, so I don't come up with things that easily to talk about on my own. So, yeah. I hope you all have a wonderful day of doing whatever it is that you're doing. I hope you all brush your teeth and get a good night's sleep and go to school if you have it. Make sure you stay happy, stay healthy. Isn't that like Ellen's catchphrase that she has at the says at the end of her show or something? I don't know. So I take that back. Don't stay happy, don't stay healthy. Be the best version of you can possibly be. That was really cringy. Anyways, I'm gonna go eat, watch a movie, and write some letters. I hope you all don't die in a fire tonight. Okay, bye.